come now to our prayers of intercession. When I say the words, Lord, have mercy, I invite you to respond with me in saying, Christ, have mercy. Let us pray. Christ, our Saviour, born for us, bring healing and peace to all people. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, baptized in the Jordan, give hope to all who come to you. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, tested in the desert, give courage to those who are tempted. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, who comforted and healed, bring wholeness to all who are broken. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, who hung in agony on the cross, bring strength to those who suffer and all who are scarred by life's experiences. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, who died to save us, give peace to all who face death. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, raised from the tomb, bring light and life to all the world and to all who grieve. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Christ, present among your disciples, unite all your people in love. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. And now, in silence, opportunity for each of us to offer our own further personal prayers. And so the grace of Christ attend us, the love of God surround us, and the Holy Spirit keep us, and all whom we have held and continue to hold in our hearts and in our prayers, this day and forever. Amen. We join now in saying the prayer of our Lord Jesus. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We join now in our final hymn, a hymn that speaks of the God who heals and the God who also calls us to join him in a ministry of healing and grace. I, the Lord of sea and sky.